Hey, everybody out there. This is Vinny Highlife, and we got this bonus episode we're talking about right here with Franco. This is, you know, Cineminute is what we're going to call this one.
Yeah, so this is it. This is the first episode. It's by Cine Request, and we thought it was a really good idea. We'll keep our regular episodes shorter, and then we'll get to answer some questions, have a little bit of fun. So this week, we have two questions. First one, and they're both for you, Vinny Highlife.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you are the high life. And people always wonder. They always ask me, you know, when they see me on the street. They say, podcasting's Frank. Can you explain to us what is the high life and how can we enjoy it ourselves?
Right.
And I say, well, I am not the person to tell you.
Oh, no.
I'm only a disciple. Let's go to the source. Let's climb the mountaintop and speak to the man himself, yeah. The guru of the high life. And that's you, Vinny Highlife. So the first question for you is, if somebody wants to get into scotch,
yes,
which is the drink of the high life,
yes,
how can I do it? How can a beginner get into scotch?
Beginners got to go to blends. I mean, that's the, you know, it's made for the beginner is the blend, or maybe the drink, for instance. You know, my introduction to scotch was, this is related to another question I think you had, which wasn't it like a movie with scotch involved in it?
That's the second question. Do you want to answer them both together?
Yeah.
Or, well, I've got the second question was, what's your favorite scotch movie scene?
Right. There are two.
And that is what is a movie with a drink. I'm sorry. I just want to clarify. That's a movie where they drink scotch, not a Scottish movie.
Right. No. I mean, although I did start Trainspotting, speaking of Scottish movies. You said not to. And I watched the first 10 minutes of Trainspotting. I'm like, I love this. This is great. Anyway, Jimmy Burke. Walking in, first time, Bobby De Niro, Goodfellas, and he orders a 7 and 7. You know, Seagram 7 is a scotch. It's a whiskey. It's a blended basic, you know, drink. And the other 7 is 7 Up. So that became my drink based on the 1992 film Goodfellas, which when it came out, I was 17 years old. My grandfather drank scotch. He had Cutty Sark. And I would always ask my dad, well, what else did Poppy drink? And it was Dewars. Dewars on the Rocks. So, you know, these were World War II vets, basic drinks, to get, you know, drinks to get drunk, as they say on, It's a Wonderful Life. The idea is that, that film got me involved in. So if you like scotch, it's 7 and 7, a scotch and soda. 7 Up is a great way to do it. It's a sweet drink. And the scotch there is hopefully peaty and blended enough where you can taste that as well and have a good time. The other thing is, you know, if you want to up it a little bit after that, it's a Dewars, 12-year-old Dewars, I would say. You know, if you want to drink a straight blend, maybe on ice or something, it's got to be, I think Dewars is a really good place to do that. Which is it's an excellent drink. Johnny Walker also, if you want to go even higher than that a little bit, a Johnny Walker Green, which is very peaty, delicious. Again, it's a blend. I'm more of a single malt kind of guy. That's the movie part that connects to the question. I think that's the question I've answered. The other question was a movie scene with scotch involved. And 1996's Swingers, when Johnny Favreau comes walking in and he starts ordering. Remember the drinks he orders? He says Glengarry. I forget the other Glen. He's like, any Glen will do, you know. Not Glengarry. He doesn't say Glengarry. What does he say? What's the name of the drink? Oh, not Glengarry, Glen Ross. I keep thinking of the movie.
Glenlivet.
And there's another Glen one. But I'd never drink Glenlivet now because of that movie, because I always think it's like he doesn't really know what drink to order. He just thinks
it's an amateur's drink.
It's an amateur, yes. He doesn't really know what scotch to drink. He just thinks, because he's like early 20s and he just thinks what he should do. He was us back when we started this kind of journey. That's the other movie when he walks into Vegas and he starts ordering drinks. Great movie, great film. Johnny Favreau, director of all the Avengers stuff and Mandalorian. Everybody loves him. You want to see a good film that you will not understand if you're a youngster maybe you will. I don't know. Is Swingers, you know, I mean, what a great movie for us in our life and our time period that for me sums up being single and wanting more and not just wanting more, but like wanting everything in life, really the high life. And what does he find? Just be himself. That's what he finds. Just be himself. and the rest be damned. He didn't have to put on airs. Again, I didn't know I was going to get into a movie review with you, but those are the answers to the questions.
So the high life is within each of us. Oh, we just have to let it out.
Let it out. Oh. Yep.
It's very inspiring.
There you go.
So so people can start with blends, any kind of whiskey, and that just wets your whistle, right? And it gets in, get you on the train, get you on the whiskey train, whiskey, the Scotch train.
And then eventually you'll get up to a Talisker 18 or a Lagavulin 16. Those are the heavy hitters for me. Those are the best of the best.
Now you are at the front of the train. I'm now thinking like the Snowpiercer train. Oh. And you're at the front of the train in the velvet lined room. That's where the high life is. That's where they want to get to. But there are a lot of cars in the way.
100%. A lot of cars in the way. And enjoy the car you're in is what I'm saying. You know, you can get to the next car. Like this, we're talking class structure now at this point, aren't we? You can do it, man. You can do it. You know, work hard and you can do it. And I believe that. I believe you can be wherever you want to be. The rest be damned. You know, the rest be damned. Have no excuses. Move forward. And if you want to enjoy a good beverage, there you go.
Well, Sinners, thank you for the question. And I hope that it gets you on the right path of life. And if you have other questions that you would like to ask us, how can they do that then?
CinetologyPodcast@gmail.com and at Cinetology on Instagram.
Excellent. And if you see us anywhere, if you see me out on the street, or if you see Vinny Hylif anywhere, buy us a drink. Now you know what to buy us.
Yes, 100%. Good stuff.
All right. So thank you, and we will see you in a few days for our regular episode.
Yep, sit on.
Thanks, Vince.
Cinetology.